Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf, Bava Kamma Daf Dalet. We are on Daf Gimel Amud Beis. Let's go back a couple of lines. So three lines off the bottom. Omar Yehuda. So we had a machlokes yesterday regarding the term mave mentioned in our Mishnah. We have the arba avos nezikim for primary causes of damage, shoyer, boyer, mave, and hev'er. Mave, according to Rav, meant adam, a person who inflicts damage. According to Shmuel, mave is another aspect of an animal. Mave is a hashen, using his teeth, his mouth to chew, to eat, to consume, and damage in that manner. Now, why did Rav not go with Shmuel? The answer was because the Mishnah already mentions shoyer. Shoyer includes all aspects of the animal. So why would you repeat, make another reference to his teeth? So that was a question on Shmuel. Ushmuel nami hatana leshoyer, four lines off the bottom. What does Shmuel do with this question? Why would it say shoyer and then once again another aspect of a shoyer? Amar Yehuda, well, it's two different aspects. Tana shoyer lekarnai, the word shoyer initially is a reference to his horns, to inflicting damage by way of his horns. Umave, that's lashinai, consumption, using his teeth. Different type of damage inflicted by the shoyer. Okay, so two separate types of hezek brought about by an animal. So now, why does, when the Mishnah continues and says, well, why does the Torah have to list all these types of mazikim? Because avos, remember, means they're listed in the Torah. Well, no, if it would only say this, I wouldn't know that, and vice versa. So now we have to explain the Mishnah according to Shmuel. The Mishnah means like this. Lo yohi ha-keren. They're not like keren. Meaning, what's unique to keren? To damage by way of his horns. Sheina no lezeko. He has absolutely no hana. It's total aggression. Perhaps that's more of a mazik. It's more severe. And therefore, you are responsible. And that's uncomparable to the shein, kiri'i ha-shein. Sheish ha-no la-zeik, over there, the animal enjoys, it benefits from that activity. So perhaps it's not dealt with so severely. It doesn't epitomize, the concept of a mazik. He's just enjoying himself. So in any case, if it would say the karen aspect of an animal, you wouldn't necessarily know the shein aspect. V'loi roi ha-shein. And likewise, the quality found in Shein is perhaps different. Shein kavanos lahazik, because he has no necessarily intention to inflict harm. He's enjoying himself, and therefore it's incomparable to the keren kiri hakeren, where it's shekavanos lahazik. So perhaps you cannot learn keren, which is an outright mazik, from Shein. Well, what do you mean? Just the opposite. If anything, the other way around. If anything, the Kal Vachomer leads in the other direction. Uma Shein, Shein Kavanos La'azik Chayiv. If you're Chayiv by Shein, despite the fact that it's not a deliberate act of Hezek. Certainly, of course, Keren Shekavanos La'azik, where that's all he's trying to do. Like Koshken, of course, he's Chayiv. So, what do you mean? Well, says the Gemara Istrich. Yeah, you wouldn't necessarily know one from the other. Sakatat Dechamina, perhaps I would say that kavanah lahazik can at times actually be a mitigating factor and a reason to absolve its owner. I'll give you an example. So, lenda chamina, mida dahava eved va'ama. A person has an eved, an ama, a slave, a maidservant. Eved va'ama laf afalgav the kavanah lahazik. Over there, they go out and they burn down the next person, the neighbor's house, right? Their kavanah is lahazik. And still, afilochi petiri, even so, despite the fact that it's a deliberate act of aggression and harm, the owner is potter. Here as well, maybe. I would say the same. Well, by Shane, he enjoys himself, it's getting benefit. Over there, the owner is chay, but if it's kavanas al-hazak, the owner is potter. Just like by the Eved V'Amma. And that's why he has to say both. What do you mean? Amar V'Ashi, it's a totally different context. Atu Eved V'Amma. Take a look at that case that you brought, with the slave, with the maidservant. Lav tam rabba ispu. Of course we understand it. There's a very good reason why we absolve the owner for their misdeeds. a very practical reason. There's always a concern, a fear that the owner will get the Eved enraged and irritated, and he'll go and get back, take revenge at the owner. And in order to undo his master, he'll go and burn down his next door neighbor's silo. Turns out that he's going to inflict 100 mana of damage on his master. So you can't compare the two things. That factor applies to a human being who might, you know, deliberately try to cost his owner money. But a person's shoyer, who gores, of course the owner's chayev. Ela parikachi. Rather, the Mishnah means like this. Parikachi. Loi re'iha keren shekavanes lahazak. The other way around. Shein is incomparable to keren, because keren is a deliberate act of aggression. And that has to be looked after. That has to be guarded from. Kareiha shein, as opposed to shein shein kavanes lahazak. So perhaps that's less damning. Veloi roya shein sheyesh ana lazeka. It can go the other way too. Perhaps if Shane is chayiv, that's because he has anah, you know, he benefits off the other person's misfortune, like epitomizes, you know, evil, right? You're actually profiting from the other person's downfall. So perhaps there he's chayiv. Kriya Karen, as opposed to Karen, which perhaps is not as bad. Shane hanah lezek, there's no hanah coming there. So that explains why the Torah needed to write the chiyuv by keren and by shein. Okay, so we're good, right? According to Shmuel, shoyer in the Mishnah is keren, mave is shein. One second, v'regel. What happened to the third aspect of shoyer v'regel? My shoyer, that's been left out. Well, because he is a chava mazik. When the Mishnah concludes with the term, well, you know, because he is a chava mazik, it's the formula that applies to all situations. What's that including? Lesuye Karen. Lesuye Regal. So actually, Rashi explains, Farshim explained that we're going on the Mishnah on the Tess. Over there we have this Lashon, Kashihizu Chava Mazik. That's coming to include the Regal form of Hezek. So if he stomps and he tramples, he's Chayef. Asks the Gemara, Lesnaye Behedya. So why do we have to wait until Daf Tes, and you know, just say clearly over here in Daf Beis that we have regal as well? Another aspect of Shor. Elama Rava. So based on this kasha, Rava disagrees with Rav Yehuda's explanation in the Mishnah according to Shmuel. He has a different twist. Tana Shor l'ragloi umavalishinoi. The term shor refers to regal. You're right. Here, there is regal. And mave is shinon. I'm going to ask in a minute what happened to keren, right? It's always basically leaving one out of three. V'achi ka'amar, the Mishnah means like this. So now we have to restructure the Mishnah, because the point of reference now is regal and shein. V'achi ka'amar, the Mishnah means like this. Lo'i ro'i ha-regal, shazeiku matzu. You can't compare others to regal. That's a common thing, common occurrence. He's always walking. You have to be careful. Korea Shane as opposed to Shane. Shane is Ekimot. It's not such a common thing. So perhaps he wouldn't be Chayiv. That's why the Torah has to specify that even Shane is Chayiv. V'loi Roya Shane. Sheye Shanel is Ekim. And the others are not comparable to Shane, where there's benefit, there is profiting. Korea Regal Shane and Ekim as opposed to Regal, which he has no anah from. So that's why Torah needed to spell out the Chayiv in all cases. Now the question is, V'keren, what happened to Keren? Mai, what happened? Shairei, the Mishnah leaves it out. Why? Well, K'shezik Chava Mazik, L'asuyi Keren, the Mishnah later on Naftes, uses that term that's all-inclusive, including Keren. Question is, V'l'snaimit Behedya, so why doesn't the Mishnah, initially in Avbeis, spell it out clearly? Why wait till Naftes and include it in a general, you know, formula? The answer is like this. Now we have a teretz. B'mu'adin mitchilasin k'mayri. The Mishnah by Yasnaf Beis only mentions mu'adin, things which are some things which the owner is fully responsible for. 100% compensation, like a mu'ad, like a habitual, you know, gorer, habitual damager. So all those, you know, regal and shein and bar, 100% responsibility. But mu'adim t'chlasin k'mayri, as opposed to keren, that's unique, because the first couple of times around, the only pays 50% until he becomes a mu'ad and develops himself into a gor, and it becomes, you know, regular and habitualized. But tamen, ulubasayv mu'adim l'k'mayri, the Mishnah does not, at this early point, discuss, you know, those types of mazikin which need to go through a process to develop and to, you know, upgrade into a mu'ad, which is keren. So that we leave for later. So we pretty much, you know, locked up Shmuel Shan the Mishnah. Shoyer is one aspect of Shoyer. Mave is Shein. We explained the Loi Roi Zeh in the Mishnah, why, you know, the back and forth, and why it left out the third aspect of Shoyer. Rav, on the other hand, says Shoyer includes all aspects of the Shoyer, Keren, Shein, Veregel, and Mave is referring to a person, an Adam HaMazik. Ushmuel Matam Olam HaKarav. So why didn't Shmuel follow Rav? What was wrong with Rav's Shita? Amalach, Shmuel will respond like this. Isak Adaydach Adam. If in fact Mave is a reference to Adam. Hotani Seifa. That's been discussed later on. Shor HaMuad, V'Shor HaMazak, V'Shor HaNizak, V'Adam. There's a Mishnah later on, which makes reference to Adam. So why repeat it twice? And therefore, Shmuel opted out of this approach. No, so the Gemara asks a kasha now. But listen to Bereisha. So why didn't the Mishnah mention Adam at the beginning of the Masechta? Why did we wait until Daf Tes Vav, you know, according to Shmuel? Well, Beniske Mom and Kamari. The Mishnah Daf Beis only discusses, you know, your items, your possessions that inflicted damage. Beniske Gufa Le Kamari. We're not discussing damage, you know, incurred by direct act on behalf on account of the person. Ask the Gemara of Rav Nami Ketani Adam B'Seifa. Now let's go back to Rav. If we have Adam later on and Daf Tes Vav, why again over here Daf Beis? Amalach Rav responds. There's a reason. Ahu l'machshavei b'had mo'adin huda asa. You know, in Daf Tes Vav, it's a different system over there. The mission is simply listing for us a complete, comprehensive list of all the, you know, mu'adin b'tchilasim, all those that are, you know, 100% liable for their actions. So that's why it includes Adam as well, to sort of complete the list. But Daf Beis is really the initial reference to the Adam HaMasik. Okay, so now according to Rav, Shoyer includes all aspects of Shoyer, and Mav is the Adam. Umay lo yare. So now let's move on to the next part of the Mishnah. If it only mentions one in the Torah, I wouldn't know the other. Let's work it out. Let's try to understand how this works based on Rav's sheet. Umay lo yare. Hachi kamar, like this. Loi roi ha-shoyer shemashal masa kofer. The others are unlike Shoyer, who has a kofer aspect to him. If he kills a person, the owner has to compensate. Even upon killing a person, that's a totally different type of responsibility. It's called kofer, like kapara, right? Kriya Adam, as opposed to a person who kills. She'ein mashal masa kofer. There's no concept of monetary compensation by an Adam. Either if he did it b'mezid, he gets misa, otherwise he goes to the Ir Mikla, to the cities of refuge. So it's a different situation. There is sort of less chiyav, at least regarding kaifer, there's no kaifer by Adam, so it's a downside by Adam. So perhaps you can't learn from the chiyav of Shur to the chiyav of Adam. V'loro ya'adam shechai ba'avod varm. On the other hand, you can't compare others to the Adam, because Adam has additional chiyuvim, additional obligations for payments. Rashi says, tsar, ripui, sheves, boishes. If a person is chayvel b'chaver, he hurts his friend, he has to pay, you know, the actual loss of value. If there is tsar, pain, medical bills, unemployment, embarrassment, all these things are unique and specific to an adam who is masik, a person, as opposed to an animal who doesn't have those obligations. So perhaps you cannot learn Shair from Adam. That's why the mission concludes. Ultimately, we have to find the common ground between all these mazikim, shadark and lahazik. They have the ability to inflict damage, etc., etc. Asks the Gemara, well, v'chishar darkei lahazik, why do you say that all these are darkei lahazik? They're accustomed to inflicting that. Ashar is darkei lahazik. You know, initially we say Ashar is called a tam. He's not bound to inflict damage. B'mu'ad, we're speaking about a mu'ad, habitualized Ashar. U'mu'ad darkei lahazik? Why do you say a mu'ad is darkei lahazik? Yeah, says the Gemara, kiven de'yai durchehu. Yeah, once he's been warned and he's been found to, you know, to be repeating his negich over and over, that's called darka, even though, you know, it's not within his nature necessarily to gore, but once, you know, he becomes accustomed to doing so, it becomes his second nature, and it's called mu'ad, it's called darka lahazik. Now, what about the Adam? Why do you consider an Adam darkei lahazik? The Mishnah, you know, uses that term to describe all these, you know, sources of hezek. Darkei lahazik. Adam is darkei lahazik. And says the Gemara, b'yashin. Yeah, while he's sleeping, he's not paying attention. Yashin darkei lahazik. Why do you call that a darkei lahazik? Kiven the kaif of pashad orchivu. Since he, you know, pulls his hands in and out, limbs going back and forth while he's sleeping, not paying attention. So yeah, we call it urchehu. It's, you know, it's his derech to do so. Now, the Mishnah continues. All these things are darkei lahazik, so we address that. Ushmirasan alecha, right? You're meant to guard them. Adam shmiras gufa yalav? That term sounds a little awkward when you speak about a person. Shmirasan alecha, the obligation to watch his guf is upon him. I mean, it's all one and the same person. Adam shmiras gufa yalav, says the Gemara, there was an Amira by the name of Karna that presented a brice as follows. There are four primary mazikim, and one of them is aves. Right? And then, you know, the brice continues that all these things are dark and lahazik. So it's a clear brice with a clear reference to Adam, no question about it. And still, he uses that term, Shmirasan Alecha, even on the person. Arba'a versus Nizik of Adam, Adam Shmiras Gufa Yalav? Who? Elo, so it must be like this. Kada Amalei Rabbi Avo Latana. So just like, we have to answer, just like Rabbi Avo told the Tana who presented this price, Tanei Adam Shmiras Gufa Yalav. So he told the Chacham who told him this price, look, you have to sort of, you know, modify the Lashon. Adam Shmiras Gufa Yalav. Instead of Shmiras Alecha, you have to say, the Adam's obligation is to watch himself. Achanami, here's all the Mishnah. We could sort of modify whether it's the actual girsa or the explanation to me. Adam shmiras gufi olav. So you're right. We have to sort of modify it slightly because the term has to make sense for the Adam. Maska for Rav Mori. We have Rav's pshat in Mave. Mave is Adam. We have Shmuel's pshat. It's Shane. I have another suggestion. Maska for Rav Mori. Ve'ema Mave is Amai. Maybe Mave is a reference to damage by way of water. Rashi says, you know, you spill your water on the street, somebody slips on it. Maybe that's what it's referring to. We find a pasuk where mave, or a similar word to mave, relates to water. Kigdoyach eish hamasim, like fire melts these meltable items. Mayim tive eish. The mayim brings about, you know, sort of hissing and bubbling of the, so the joint effect of the water on the fire creates a bubbling effect. So we see tive, mave, related to water. Well, one second. Take a closer look at that pasuk. Miksiv, mayim, nib'u. You see, if the word mave is describing the effect of the fire, the bubbling effect of the fire on the water, I would say, Nibu, Lashon Rabin, the waters sort of got bubbly through the fire. It doesn't say that. Tiv'eh eish ksiv. First of all, it's Lashon Nekeva, Tiv'eh. And it's Lashon Yachid. That sounds like the water is doing some sort of Tiv'eh on the eish. Sorry. Tiv'eh eish means that the Lashon Rabin, okay, again. Miksiv mayim nibu. Does it say nibu means, which would mean that the water gets affected, gets bubbly by the fire. So we have nivuan of water. Tiveh esh ksiv. No, it's actually referring to what the fire's effect on the water. The esh, lashon nekeva, lashon yachid, and lashon nekeva, the esh is bringing about a bubbling effect on the water. Right? So, if anything, it's a reference to what the fire is doing to the water, not the opposite. Tiveh esh ksiv. So you have no source, have no raya that this lashon tiveh mavi relates to water. Maskev l'Rav Zvid. I have another kasha, another suggestion. Fine, it doesn't work with water. Maybe it works with fire. Ve'ema mavi zeish tichiksev, as you just said, tiveh beish hu dichsev. The esh is doing the tiveh. Well, that doesn't work in our mishnah. Iachi mai hamave v'haever. Hever is fire. V'chitei meprushkam afarish. So maybe the mishnah is just explaining itself. It's one and the same. Mav is fire and hever, meaning I'm explaining to you that mav is the burning of the fire. Well, then you're down to three aves instead of four. Yachi arba, why is it four aves? You just condense two into one. Shloishav, it's only three. V'chitei, but maybe you'll say Tana shor deisbeitarti. Remember, shor has a couple, right? There's shein regel. So that's how you get to four. In shor you have two, and mav and hever combined to one, so it's a total of four. Tana shor deisbeitarti. Yachi. Well, then the next part of the mishnah is not going to work. We compare one type to the other. Why? You know, lo yizev zeh sheish bon ruach chaim. We say, you know, all the other things have ruach chaim. They're driven by spirit. They're living creatures, right? And it's a reference to shor and to hev and to mave. Well, if mave is fire, esh, my ruach chaim ispe. How could you say esh has ruach chaim? It's not a living being. But so another question: my kare esh. And you say, well, those shor and mave which have ruach chaim, not compared to esh. Well, mave is esh, so you can't say Eish is not compared to Eish. So bottom line is, this pshat doesn't work. And we go back to either Rav or Shmuel. So again, according to Rav, Mave is Adam. According to Shmuel, Mave is Shein. Tani Rav Eish, Shloisha Asar Aves Nezikin. Not only do we have four Aves, we have 13 Aves Nezikin. Rashi explains Aves are the ones mentioned in the actual, you know, Torah. Here we go, 13 aves, different aspects of mazikin, for which a person is responsible and liable. You have the shemer chinam. You're given something to watch for free as a favor. And the person is careless, he's neglecting, then he's chayv to pay. He's chayv on pshia, even a shemer chinam is chayv for pshia. Vashoyel, for a person bars an item, he's responsible. This is sachar. He was paid to watch something. He rents something, so this carries along an element of responsibility. If a person damages his friend, hurts him, he has to pay the nezek, right? The tsar, the ripush, the boishes, like we explained before. Add the four of the Mishnah, you get the 13 at least. The Tana did on my time of Letani, honey. Why did our Mishnah suffice with merely four? What happened to all these? So we'll explain why. Bishlam el Shmuel, Biniske Momen Kamairi. According to Shmuel, the Mishnah of Beis does not discuss Niske Gufay, where a person himself inflicted damage. Rather, it's limited to Nezakin that were perpetuated by his mumming, by his animal, by his, you know. So therefore we leave out all these Shem Rechinim, all these are person related. Ela l'Rav, but according to Rav, the Mishnah Daf Beis does mention Mavi, which is Adam. So once you're getting involved in personal damages, listening, add all these as well. You're right, Tana Adam. Once we say Adam, it's all inclusive. V'chol milad Adam, all types of Nezikin that happens through an Adam. So we don't need to itemize all these. They're all included in Adam. All Hezek by way of a person. So then the question is, why did Rabbi Yoshia have to itemize all these different various aspects of a person inflicting damage and being liable for his actions or inactions, once you have Adam, it's all inclusive. Well, Terei Gavni Adam. There are two types of Adam. Tana Adam Da'azik Adam. The Tana Adam Da'azik Shur. There are two types of Adam. There is an Adam that was Mazik another person, such as the Halacha of Nezik, Tzar, Ripui, Shebes, and Boishes. And then the four of our Mishnah, Arba Avos, which is also mentioned in Ravashia's Brisa, those four, which one of them includes the Adam, that's the Adam that was Mazak Ashur, who damaged somebody's, you know, somebody's property. A different type of Adam, with which carries a different, you know, set of liabilities. Yachi Sharanami. So just like Ravashia splits the Adam into two, split the Ishar into two. Listening to Regavni Shur mentioned two types. Listening Shur that Azak Shur, a Shur that damaged another Shur. We listen to Shur, the Azik Adam. Or a Shur that killed a person, that was Mazik a person. So split them into two as well, just like you're splitting the Adam into two. Haima, you can't compare. Rishlaim about Azik Shur. When a person himself directly inflicts damage and hurts and is Mazik, there are two different systems employed. Adam, the Azik Shur, when he's Mazik a person's property, Nezik Lumishalim. The most he does is pay for the actual damages. That's it. You don't pay for the unemployment and all that. Adam, the Azik Adam, however, there it's a totally different story. Mishalim Arba Dvarim, he has to pay all those additional payments. That explains why we split them. El Ashar, but when Ashar is Mazik, what's the difference? What he destroys. Mali Shar, the Azik Shar, whether he killed another Shar, Mali Shar, the Azik Adam, or he damaged the person. Either be Idi Nezak with Mishalim, either way you pay only the actual damage. There's no reason to split them. Okay, so bottom line, according to Rav Yoshua, we split the Adam. Within the Arba Avos Nezikim, we have the Adam that was Mazik property, but then we have the Adam, the Azik Adam, like the Nezik, Tzar, Ripu, etc. Now, Rav Yoshua mentions Shem Mechinim, let's say. Shoyel, right? Var Shem Mechinim, Va Shoyel, Nesach, Va Soicher. These are examples of what? What's he hurting? What's he damaging? The Adam Nazik Shoyhu. He's responsible for damaging the other person's, you know, possession, item, property. Uktani, so why does the Brisa mention that again? That's not Adam Nazik Adam. Well, the reason is Tani Hazekah to be a daim, Uktani Hazekah to be a melon. It's still a new type of, a new aspect of Mazik. There's an Adam who inflicts direct damage on his friend. For that he's Chayiv Nezik, Tzar, Ripui, etc. But we want to address another aspect of a person who's doing Hezik. Memela. Indirectly. By way of negligence and carelessness. Like a Shem Rechinim who failed to watch over the item. It's a totally different aspect. And that's why it merits inclusion in this price. For a total of 30. Reb Chia presented a price worth 24 Avos Nezikin. Esrim Rabo Avos Nezikin. Tashlumei Kefil. If one steals and is caught, pays double. Tashlumei Baruch Hamisha. If he steals an animal and shechts it or sells it, he has to pay 4 or 5, depending on the animal. Viganov. If the person steals, he has to actually pay back the actual principal. Vigazlan, or he steals, you know, outright. Personally, grab something, right? So that's a gazlan. He has to pay back as well. Eidim Zemimim. If Eidim are discovered to have concocted their story with respect to another person's liability, what do you mean you claim to have witnessed this loan? You were with us in a different place at that time. So they have to pay the actual, you know, claim that they had, you know, imposed on this person. Va'oynes, ma'fatam, ma'tishem, all different types of liabilities that person's forcefully involved with an isha, ma'fatik, seduces her, ma'tishemra. He makes up a story about this, about his wife. So all these are chiyuvim, which you have to pay. By the oynes, ma'fatam, you have to pay 50 kesef. By the ma'tishemra, 100 kesef. Va'metami, the person takes his friend's truma, makes his tummy. Va'medameya, he takes truma and mixes into his friend's non-truma, thereby making it usher for a non-kohen, b'manasich, he takes his friend's wine and pours it for the avodah zarah. So you have many over here. V'hani tleiser, in addition to the 13 of Rabbi Yishua, for a total of 24. Har esen rabbo. Rabbi Yishua, my time l'tani hani. Now let's explain why Rabbi Yishua did not list all these in his price. Well, hani b'mamayna kamayri. Rav Eshe was limiting his list to basic chiyuvei mamon. You damaged, you hurt, you have to pay. That's called mamon. As opposed to Rav Chiya's brisa, which included knosos as well, penalties, all types of fines and penalties, which don't necessarily reflect the actual value of your damage. It's a penalty imposed by the Torah. It's a totally different realm of responsibility. That's where we leave them out. What do you mean? Ganav or Gazlan? The actual, you know, principal repayment that a Ganav or a Gazlan has to do. The B'mayinu, that's an actual payment, that's mumming. Listen, so include that in your price. It says that already, in a different way. Haktani Le, we already have. Shem Echinim V'ashoyel, Rashi explains, there is an aspect of Geneva there as well. Look, you're given something to watch. Shem Echinim, as a favor. And then, you know, the fellow claims, well, yeah, the item you gave me was stolen. And it's really not stolen. He himself stole it. So he has to pay even double. So that's the ganav element within the Shem Echinam. So there's no need to mention it separately. Once we mention Shem Echinam, it includes all aspects of Shem Echinam, which includes an aspect of ganav as well. So back to Reb Chiya, why mention ganav once we have Shem Echinam, which carries within an element of ganav. Hatanli shemechinam ashoel. The answer is, it's a bit different. Tani mamayna das le'ad be'at teira. We discuss shemechinam, which is something which came to him permissibly. He took possession of his friend's item as a, you know, do him a favor. It was beheter. And then he sort of, you know, took advantage and abused, you know, his trust. Uktani mamayna das le'ad be'isura, as opposed to ganav and gazlan, which is a different type of experience. Stealing outright and getting a hold of something be'isur, which generates the, you know, subsequent consequences. So it's a different type of situation, and therefore it merits its own listing. We'll continue, you know, going through the list and explaining why, you know, Rabbi Yishua opted his list over Rabbi Chiya's list. We'll go through one by one until the very end. Okay, all the best to you, and Hatzlacha Rabbah.